Hey, it's Bob Stauffer. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to Oilers Now ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Brendan Escott here, Cam Moon alongside as well. We've got the Oilers and Canucks coming up from Abbotsford, BC. 8 o'clock puck drop tonight on 630 CHED. The Canucks are dressing a much better roster than you were subject to a couple of nights ago. The Oilers, they're a little bit more reserved, but just in the sense of really Draisaitl and Kane. Everybody else is either battling for a roster spot or has a roster spot, so
for the most part, yeah. I didn't see a Tyson Barrie in that list, so
no,
maybe
you're right.
He's out too. But yeah, that's the it's a lot closer to NHL versus NHL, and I'm sure that'll be the case in the Friday game against Seattle too.
Yeah, certainly. And hey, we're winding down, right?
Yes.
There's two of these things left, and now all the players are saying, just give me three or four anyway. That's all I really need.
That's right.
That's kind of where we're at. All right, we'll get to Mark Spector for the horses in 1 second here, but it is an Oilers game day, and that means we've got a little Oilers game day trivia for you. It's brought to you by Ming Shine. Keep your vehicle looking fresh and brand new with the new vehicle protection package. Book now at mingshine.com. Okay, now you're allowed to text the answer. You can text me this one, 780-496-0063. If you get it right in the first, you're the first to do so. We'll send a $50 GC for any of Ming Shine's services, I guess. We'll send that your way, okay? You tuned in, you're ready to go. It ties into this day in Oilers history, so let's go back to the 1983-84 season, if we will. I'll ask you this, whose goal did Wayne Gretzky assist on to begin his 51-game point streak? Which player did Wayne Gretzky assist on the goal of to start off this point streak? The player, I will say this game happened against Toronto.
Okay.
The player would later go on to be a member of the Maple Leafs. All right, so you're going to text that answer. Whose goal did Wayne assist on to start off this 51-game point streak? You text it to us, 780-496-0063. We're not answering the phone. I don't have the access to the email, so you text it in, all right? And if you are the first one to get it right, well, we'll make you sound really smart here on the radio, and then we'll send $50 your way. Without further ado, Mark Spector can make himself sound really smart on the radio, so let's bring him aboard and get a few thoughts on tonight's game. And we'll start, Spec, by saying this. Another opportunity for Dylan Holloway with upper echelon line mates, and he certainly earned it, needless to say, in that last game, didn't he? Do we have Mark Spector on the air? No, we don't, because I haven't potted the right thing up.
There we go.
I'm Spec.
How about now?
Yeah, there you are.
How you doing?
How's it going in there?
A little rusty. All right. A lot better on the ice for Dylan Holloway, I'll say that, than it is going for me in here.
Yeah, listen, the thing with Holloway is when you get a chance to play with, last game on the line with Hyman and Draisaitl, you better show, right? There's no better opportunity than playing with the best guys on the team, when you get your opportunity, the coach says, hey, guess what, this Draisaitl's not playing tonight, but McDavid is, and we need a winger. And you know what, you earned that opportunity. You went out last game and had a hat trick and played great, and here's your reward. You get the next game from Draisaitl, now you play with McDavid. And you know what, I guess that's what you call a meritocracy, right?
Absolutely. And I know you just recently wrote a piece about Dylan Holloway and, what he's brought to the mix. What have you seen from him, though, Mark, through the preseason? What have you liked about his game?
Well, he skates. Like, he's such a good skater. So right away, in today's NHL, if you really can skate and you're smart, because the game is processed a lot faster today than it was even 10 years ago, you should be able to play. So He's a smart kid. You can tell. He knows where to go. He's got a little. He reminds me a little of Zach Hyman in that he is no problem going to the blue paint. He has no problem jumping into a hard battle, and he looks like a guy that feels like he's going to win that battle. And he skates better. He skates even better than Hyman. So this is the makings. Like every tool is there on this kid. What an exciting young guy to have on your team coming up. He's 21 years old. And frankly, I have yet to see the tool that he doesn't have, guys. How about you?
Well, this is the thing. And, Cam and I were talking in the last half hour. It dates back a lot further than some people, I guess, are willing to sort of backtrack. And I think the injury was a major interruption, obviously, to his linear development, if you will. But you go back to his 17-year-old season in the Alberta Junior League, and he's always been a high-end offensive player. He dominated that league at 17 years old. And frankly, it sounds like that's a lot of what Holland saw in the player when he drafted him in the first place.
Well, listen, you dominated every level, right? So he dominates at that level. He gets to the NCAA, and I believe, what was he as a 19-year-old? Fifth in the nation in scoring?
Yeah, 35 points.
Dominated at that level, but that's as a 19-year-old to do that at the NCAA is that's as close to a domination by a 19-year-old as you'll ever see. Then he gets to the Penticton rookie camp, and I get it. It's a bunch of guys that a lot of them aren't playing. Dominates at that level, best player in the tournament by everybody's account. Okay, now we get the preseason, a little bit better crop of players, right? How's he done? Well, he's second in the NHL in goals or something like that. He's certainly, I'm not going to tell you he's dominated all through camp, but he's been fantastic at this level. Tonight, the level gets a little higher. So here's what nobody knows. I don't know how he's going to look in November, on November 15th, when it's all NHL lineups and every guy's got his timing and his footing and there's some chemistry in the line. November 15th, late November to me, guys, that's the final level. How's he going to be at that level? I don't know. But every level he's been at so far, gentlemen, he's killing it. So why wouldn't we want to find out?
No, exactly. To this point, and I was saying it earlier, to this point, he's done everything in his power to make a case for him playing in the NHL. How important do you think it was, Mark, to get back after that, after the surgery, get into American League games last year, play a lot there, see all situations, and make that jump from college to the NHL? Like that's not easy. Having some American League time, I'm guessing, would have been a huge boost for him.
Oh, for sure. And it's confidence, because he went there and, you're never sure, right? Even the player may talk a good game, whoever he is. He's never positively sure until he does it. So he goes to the NHL and he doesn't just manage to keep his head above the water. He's one of their best players down there. So what did he play down there last year? How many games?
33, and he had 22 points. Great. And 4 points in 5 playoff games, too.
Right. So by the end of the thing, he's a genuine contributor. He's one of their better players. He's a go-to guy on special teams. So to me, the development's great, and it can't kill you. It can't hurt you at all. But to me, it's the confidence. He got to that level, and he succeeded at that level. And now when he comes to camp, he says, hey, I can be a good AHL player. Now I'm going to see if I can be a good NHL player. And those 33 games answer some questions for Dylan Holloway, I guarantee you.
I think he's helping really fuel this roster competition. And I don't know that I looked at him as the guy that was going to push Warren Fogle and Jesse Puljujärvi here, but that's exactly what's happened over the last couple of games. And Fogle answered late in that game and frankly has been playing this projected role of his pretty well over the last couple of games. Puljujärvi showed some flashes once again in Winnipeg, but ultimately there's going to be some decisions to be made here in a couple of days, and harder decisions than maybe originally forecasted, but that bodes well for this team and the depth of it moving forward.
So it's hard to make. It's hard to make the team. Okay, so stop me when I'm saying something that you don't agree with. In my experience, when I see a coach like Jay Woodcroft start his preseason with a third line like Nugent Hopkins, McLeod, and Fogle, he put them together right at the start, and he's played them together all the way through. And at first they didn't do much, but the last couple of games they were pretty good. They're starting to find some chemistry, right? They're starting to become a third line like Jay envisioned back in July. So to me, That coach starts the season with that line every single time. Am I wrong on that?
No, one would be led to believe that would be what will happen, yes.
Right. He came up with the idea. He's experimented in preseason. The experiment is working. I'm here to bet my, you know, truck that that line will start the season as the third line. So if that's going to be your third line, you know, we all had Jesse Puljujärvi projected as a third line right winger on this team. I certainly did. But he's not going to be on that line to start. Maybe 15 games in, sure, but not to start. So Puljujärvi's got to find himself a spot in the top six, or he's going to be in the bottom three. And right now, the spot that he's contending for, in my eyes, guys, again, say stop if I'm wrong, Yamamoto's not coming out of the top six on this team. He's going to be a top six right winger. And to me, there's one spot. It goes to Holloway or it goes to Puljujärvi in the top six. I get it. They don't play the same side. Hyman's going to go left. Hyman's going to go right. We'll figure that out. But there's one top six spot for Puljujärvi or for Holloway. And the other guy, if it's Holloway on the fourth line, he's going to the minors because Ken Holland said, I'm not putting him on the fourth line to play 8 minutes. And if it's Puljujärvi on the fourth line, I don't see him as a fourth line player, but he's going to have to figure out how to get back in the top six.
The problem with it is he doesn't see himself as a fourth line player either. And I think that,
fair.
Yeah, you know, that's where you start getting the least out of the player. And that's what worries me. But that's, again, it's the more players that they're able to add to the fold here to say, okay, well, we've got somebody else who can do it, then the less bargaining power, if you will, that Jesse Puljujärvi is going to have. And, you know, again,
he's gotta
produce, I say,
guys. He's got to come out and stake his claim. You know, I've watched him all preseason. He had a nice game in Winnipeg. I think he had 5 shots on net.
Yeah. I thought he was pretty good against Winnipeg. I thought that was probably his best preseason game. But, hey, if that's what it is, if that's the way it is at the start of the regular season, then that's what it is. Then that means you're the fourth line right winger. And if you don't like it, then change it. You know what I mean? Dig in and change it. That's the only way
aren't we in year 7 of digging and change it?
Well, I'm just saying.
Well, year 3 anyway.
If that's the case. I mean, there's still 2 games to be played here and it will play out however it's about to play out. But, you know, Dylan Holloway with what he's done is making a very bona fide case to staying in Edmonton and staying in the top six. So, yeah, doesn't that make these last 2 games, Mark, very interesting as far as, you know, there's a few spots that I don't think are solid yet.
Well, you know what I like, Mooner, is, and I've been covering this team for a while, I remember when the guys competing for these spots were AHL players.
Yeah.
Right? Quasi-AHL guys. You know, is Anton Lander going to make the team? Right? Is I forget his first name, Hartikainen going to make the team? You know, guys like that, that in the end, we look back, history tells us they weren't NHL players. So what we have here is genuine NHL guys battling for jobs. And that waiver wire, when, you know, come Monday, it's going to have an NHL player or two on it with Edmonton next to his name. That means you're good. It means you're deep. And it means you got a chance to win this year. They're not fooling around with guys who are never going to play. The guys that don't quite make this Oilers team, there's other teams looking at them thinking, man, I could use that guy.
Shown well enough in preseason, I would suggest. They're going in to face a winless Vancouver team. Preseason records, I guess, you can just throw right out the window. But nevertheless, 8 o'clock puck drop tonight on 630 CHED. We've got Mark Spector on the line, Sportsnet Spec. And I just look at the team depth right across the board, and maybe we'll hone in, I guess, on the back end right now, because I don't think that Broberg has played his way off of the team, but I don't think that he's sitting right now having played to the caliber that they expected entering this preseason. Samarukov's not really pushing him for time, but I wonder with Nima Leinen factoring in tonight if he might, if there's an opportunity for him there. I guess blankly, I'll ask you, what do you think of that sort of battle for the third line or third pair left defense spot?
Well, it's still a battle, because I would say to you that Broberg hasn't done what I just asked Jesse Puljujärvi to do. You know, Broberg hasn't knocked our socks off here. What can Holland say? Job's his to lose. I still think it's his to lose. And if nothing goes crazy here, I think he's on a team. But we would like to see Broberg show a little more confidence, right? We'd like to see Broberg skate a puck once in a while. We'd like to see Broberg, you know, his decision making, maybe it's not quite where we hope that it's been so far. So listen, it's called a tryout. And there's no rule here that says Nieme Leinen can't come out, have two awesome hockey games and change somebody's mind. Because Broberg doesn't have to go through waivers. He can go straight to Bakel. So you know what? That's why they have camp, boys, because, you know, guys like Nieme Leinen and guys like Broberg and Puljujärvi and Holloway, they're not for sures in wherever they think their position is. Now we get to watch and see who gets the, you know, who gets the prize at the end of the day. That's kind of going to make these last two games a little bit fun, huh?
Oh, I think so. Absolutely. The battle on the back end. I mean, and Nieme Leinen and Broberg are both waivers exempt. Is that correct? I think so.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. So you could send them down. Maybe they go down for a while. Maybe they come back up. Just because you don't start the year in Edmonton doesn't mean you don't finish it.
It's the bonus money that they want Broberg to start the season in Edmonton for. Is that correct?
Okay, but listen, so let's say you decide to yourself that Nieme Leinen is the guy you want. You play Broberg, you put him in the lineup one game, and then you make your swap. So that's how you do it.
Yeah.
I want to say this. If it's Broberg's job to lose, and I think we all agree that it is, you know, Nieme Leinen's been good because we look at Nieme Leinen and go, hey, you've been okay. You know, we don't expect that much out of him. I think we expect more out of Broberg. Is that fair?
Yes,
so,
yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, we do. So, you know, Nieme Leinen doesn't have to stand out, to be honest. He throws a couple of really good hits. I don't love his puck play, right? When the puck's on a stick, he doesn't look like a guy with a ton of confidence. So that's something for him to work on. And I think we want to see Broberg be a lot better than Nemo. And I guess if he's not, then the battle's on, right?
Yeah. How about Ryan Murray? It looks like he's come in and just been steady so far.
He's like the steady Eddie guy, right? That's what he's getting paid for here. He'll be on a team. He's Chris Russell, guys. That's who he is. He's the new Chris Russell. And I liked Chris Russell. And Chris Russell was really good for about two or three games when he came in. I won't lie to you. If he had to play six or seven in a row, you know, you started to see a crack or two at his age. I think Murray is younger. Hopefully he can stay healthy. And I don't mind Murray one bit. If my seventh defenseman is Ryan Murray, I think I got an okay defense corps, huh?
I would suggest so. There's texters saying, look, there's injuries over the course of the season. All of these players are going to factor in at some point over the next 6 months. It just might be a matter of how it looks. And, hey, we've got a daily talk show. We're making content up as we go. Sometimes it falls into your lap, doesn't it? When you get a guy like Matt Barzal out east, who we weren't sure what that contract was going to look like, Spec, and suddenly he's a $9.15 million player. What?
Well, listen, you know what? Guys are looking from the other side of this league at Edmonton. They're looking at Nurse, and they're going, 9.25? What?
Yeah,
like,
fair enough.
You got to sign your guys. You know your guys. You know their character better than anybody else knows it. You know their flaws. I get all that stuff. Nobody sees Barzal as a $9 million guy. I certainly don't. But I would ask you, if Lamoriello lets him hit free agency, where's he getting another Matt Barzal from, you know? And the Edmonton Oilers, they lost Larson, they lost Klefbom for nothing, and up comes Nurse, and he's a huge part of the things here, and he's part of the core, and he's your number one guy, even though you can argue he's not a genuine number one in the league. I get that. But if not Nurse for the Edmonton Oilers, who, you know? You got to kind of look at it from the New York Islanders' point of view. They got to sign Barzal because they need that player, and they're going to build around him. And I can think of worse guys to build around. Guy, he's still a pretty good player, no?
Yeah. Yeah, he is. He is. And that's the case. It would be, he's your guy. You like him. He likes it there. So, if you lose him, then you're trying to replace him, and good luck with that. So,
well, Kadri wasn't going there, evidently, so, or something was amiss.
Yes.
Maybe that was the alternative. So,
that's fair.
Appreciate the perspective, Spec. Enjoy the game tonight.
Yeah, looking forward to it, boys.
All right.
Great show.
Okay,
thank
you, Spec.
Mark Spector from Sportsnet right there on every Wednesday this season. It's Brendan Escott and Cam Moon. We'll come back with maybe some more of your text messages. 780-496-0063 is the number.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Oh yeah, the $9.25 million man. A contract kicking in this season. Will he rise to the occasion? I mean, he's already one of the top minutes munchers in the NHL, and I wonder, because he was one that saw his minutes decrease a little bit. The workload management came in a little more when Jay Woodcroft took over, so a full season of that. Hey, I wonder what Darnell Nurse can produce. I wonder, because he was pretty darn good 5-on-5 year before last.
Yes. Yeah, that's when he was scoring the goals. It almost seemed like it will at times. Just coming in and shooting it past the goaltender.
Paul Coffey, right? Just following up that play and ended up with the puck on his stick. Hey, if you're looking for a great Oilers road trip, you can join Oilers Now in Vegas this January. Catch the team play the Golden Knights and see all of the famous Vegas attractions. This New West Travel Hockey Package includes your airfare, 3 nights at the 5-star Cosmopolitan Hotel right there on the Strip, game tickets, and a welcome reception with Big Bob Stauffer and likely some special guests as well. There's always heavy hinting about who might appear at one of these events. For the Oilers Now Vegas Hockey Package, call New West Travel or visit newwesttravel.com. Of course, some guests of the show receive gift certificates to Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. Whether you're celebrating a special moment or simply savoring a night on the town, every meal is an occasion at Ruth's Chris Steakhouse, and a good time now as well. To dive into the Oilers Now Injury Report, which we have all season long, brought to you by James H. Brown Injury Lawyers, unrivaled experience, unrivaled commitment, unrivaled results. Tyler Benson, lower body injury, we'll call it right now. And I would suggest day to day until we get a further prognosis, but maybe we just shouldn't guess at all. It's tough.
Yeah.
It's tough to say.
I didn't even see what happened.
No, neither did I.
He was in the game, and then he wasn't in the game. So I we're sitting there watching the game, but yeah, we never saw him actually get hurt.
Vinny Desharnais recovering from hand surgery. That's why you haven't heard his name in the mix in some time. Sounds like a few more weeks for him before he rejoins what will be Bakersfield. And I think that's it. Of course, save for the obvious, Mike Smith and Oscar Klefbom sitting there on the sidelines, making up your long-term injured reserve money. There you go. So Oilers tonight, again, 8 o'clock puck drop down in Vancouver. Top line of McDavid, Holloway, and Zach Hyman. Nuge will center Devin Shore and Yessipuljärvi. McLeod with Matthias Janmark and Derek Ryan on the third line. James Hamblin, Brad Malone, and another chance for Jake Virtanen to earn a job in the NHL. On the back end, it's Nurse and CeCe, Kulak and Bouchard, and they did skate 4 D pairs today. There's a lot of guys on the ice. Broberg and Murray were one set. Niemelainen, Demers the other. Not sure which of those pairs will end up actually getting the start tonight or just drawing into
in
the lineup.
Yep.
Yep. And Stuart Skinner and Calvin Pickard. Your goaltending duo, Jack Campbell, joined the ice late today, but he played the last 60 minutes at home. He won't factor in this evening.
I really like what Stuart Skinner has done here in the preseason. I mean, he was unbelievable in Winnipeg. I mean, the Oilers had a lineup that certainly wasn't as strong as the Jets, mm-hmm, but Stuart Skinner allowed his team to hang around and tie it up and then win it in the shootout. It was he's been great. And Calvin Pickard's played well when he's played too. So it's good to see some depth at that position, the most important position there is. It's so far so good. So happy for Stuart Skinner.
Yeah, you get that veteran presence when Pickard ends up in the AHL, and whether it's Fanti or Rodrigue that he's mentoring, or both, I'm sure, over the course of the season, that's not a bad presence to have. And again, the organizational depth, the players willing to come here and play for not a ton of money to be a part of this, all of that is helping out in the bigger picture. Goaltending may be as set it and forget it as it's been in decades for the Oilers. Like, it's barely a headline. It's barely ahead. Yes. You don't think about them playing the puck. You don't think about which one of them starting. It's just different this time around. 780-496-0063. You must be impressed with the goaltending situation. We'll see how David Staples feels about it as well when we come back after a Global News weather traffic update with Evan Cook.
I'm not just a pawn in this game.
Three nights a week on Global.
They're putting targets on their back. Massive.
Drama.
I guess you could say I'm in a showman.
They're just so in love and so annoying. Enough.
Betrayal.
The guy just put up his best friend now.
And plot twists.
What is happening right now?
You'll never see coming.
If you're coming for me,
this is perfect.
I'm coming for you then.
It'll be a battle.
Like, it'll be war.
Big Brother Canada. All new Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Sundays on Global. Stream on Stack TV.